Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. Thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. Please tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to bring you a message of truth. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You'll find all these radio programs and MP3 files. There's also a Bible TV video, 30 minutes in length, on various subjects that you can download and examine, plus a host of other Bible-related material that will help you in your study of God's Word. We also have a very extensive website to give you some information about us. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, we'll give you the meeting times of our Bible study periods and worship periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any and all of these services. You'll always be warmly received. We want nothing from you. Just come with an open Bible, an open mind, and let us show you need for God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. We have been asking Bible questions and giving you Bible answers from the Scriptures. Today, our question has to do with the Sabbath. Should a Christian keep the Sabbath day? Well, let's begin this morning by reading some Scripture. Let's begin in Hosea chapter number 2 and verse 11. I will also cause all of her mirth to cease, her feast days, her new moons, her Sabbaths, and her appointed feast. And then in Amos chapter 8 and verse number 5. Amos chapter 8 and verse number 5. Saying, when will the new moon be passed, that we may sow grain, and the Sabbath, that we may trade wheat, making the ephod small and the shekel large, falsifying the scales by deceit. And then we want to look at a New Testament passage in Colossians chapter 2, verse 14 through 18. Colossians chapter 2, 14 through 18. Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he having taken it out of the way, having it nailed to the cross. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. So then let no one judge you in food, or in drink, or regarding a festival, or new moon, or Sabbaths, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is Christ. Let no one cheat you from your reward. Take delight in false humility and the worship of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up in his fleshly mind. Now, again, we want to remember what the Sabbath day is. First of all, what day is the Sabbath? The Sabbath is on Saturday. Now, in the old law, we know that according to the biblical account of creation, that God rested on the seventh day. We know on the seventh day after his 6 days of creation, he rested. We also know on Mount Sinai in Exodus chapter 20 that he gave the law of Moses to the Mosaic covenant to the nation of Israel, and they were to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy, Exodus 20 and verse 3. Now, the Sabbath day was a holy day, and they were to keep it. They were not to do any work on it. There were solemn assemblies that were called for in those days. There were feast days that they were commanded to keep, three of them. The males had to make a trip to Jerusalem every year to keep the annual feast days that were commanded in the Old Testament. And they were to keep the Sabbath holy. And there were death penalties that would happen if you worked on the Sabbath or you violated the Sabbath. So it was a very strenuous law. But notice in our passage in Colossians chapter 2, it says that the law was nailed to the cross. Now, what does that mean, that the law was nailed to the cross? That has reference to the old law. The old law was nailed to the cross. What was part of the old law? Part of the old law was the Sabbath law. The Sabbath law was part of the old law. So when the law of Christ came in, and Galatians 3 says that the law was our tutor to lead us to Christ. But once we came to Christ, we're no longer under the tutor. Galatians chapter 3, verse 23 through 25. And so when the law went out, that meant all the law requirements were no longer binding upon Christians. That law was for the Mosaic covenant and for the nation of Israel. It was a natural law given to the nation of Israel. But when it was nailed to the cross, all of its requirements and all of its stipulations were nailed to the cross. The Sabbath was part of that law. And so that law was set aside when Jesus died on the cross. Now, how is it that we have some, especially the Seventh-day Adventists, that still continue to worship on Saturday, on the Sabbath, and believe that if you worship any other day, that you're worshiping on a pagan day? Well, I have news for them. According to the calendar, all the days are pagan, and that would include the Sabbath. But why do they keep the Sabbath day? Well, their founder, Mary Baker Eddy, said she had a vision, and she saw the Ten Commandments, and she saw a halo around the commandment of the Sabbath day. And so that's why they keep the Sabbath day. And they say it's an eternal covenant, and it's to always be kept throughout eternity. Well, again, we just read Colossians 2 and Galatians 3 that says it was part of the Mosaic covenant. It was part of the Mosaic law. And now we have command to meet on the first day of the week. We see the early church met on the first day of the week. Jesus was resurrected on the first day of the week. We see that in Acts chapter 2. We also see that the church began on the first day of the week in Acts chapter 2. We see he was raised on the first day of the week in Matthew 28. We see that we commemorate the Lord's Supper on the first day of the week, Acts 20, verse 7. We give of our means upon the first day of the week in 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2. And the first day of the week is remembered as the Lord's Day in the book of Revelation. And so we see the Lord's Day is the first day of the week. And that is the day under the law of Christ that we are bound to keep as a religious day is the first day of the week. The Sabbath day was part of the old law. It was part of the Mosaic covenant. It was part of the law that was abrogated and set aside and nailed to the cross upon Jesus' death upon that cross, according to Colossians 2 and verse 14. And as we continue reading, he told the church at Colossae and the Christians, don't let anybody judge you by those holy days that were under the old law, because we are no longer bound by the old law. Now, here's the point, ladies and gentlemen. The Mosaic covenant covered those who lived under. Those who lived under the Mosaic covenant were responsible to keep all of the Mosaic law, and they will be judged on how they kept that law. But those of us that live under Christ and we live under his covenant are going to be judged by the law of Christ, not by the law of Moses. And so the law of Moses was a shadow, as we read in Colossians 2. It was a shadow, but the substance was in Christ. Now again, the Sabbath had a purpose. God designed it as a solemn day of rest and a day that was dedicated to him. But that was under the old covenant of the Mosaic covenant. That covenant was abolished upon the death of Christ upon the cross. And that means everything that was contained in that covenant is no longer binding upon us as God's people today. And today we have a different day that we commemorate to the Lord. And that day is the Lord's Day. And that day is the first day of the week. And that day is Sunday and not Saturday. And so why don't we keep the Sabbath? Because we're not required to keep the Sabbath. The Sabbath was a Mosaic covenant law. It was a day reserved for the Jews as a religious holiday, as a religious day of rest. Now, I want to point out something else that we need to remember. If one would keep the Sabbath today, they would also be required to keep all the law that pertained to the Sabbath. There's a travel restriction. You can't travel more than 1/7 of a mile on the Sabbath day. Now, what do people do that worship on the Sabbath but live further than 1/7 of a mile from the place that they worship? Also, if you violated the Sabbath, if you worked on the Sabbath, if you did certain activity upon the Sabbath, you were to be taken out and stoned and put to death. We have an example in the book of Numbers where a man who picked up sticks on the Sabbath was taken outside the camp and was stoned. And so, again, those people who keep the Sabbath today, do they keep all of the Sabbath law? Do they keep the travel restriction? Do they have the solemn feast days that they come together? And do they have the death penalty enacted upon those who violate the Sabbath? You and I both know the answer to that, and that is absolutely not. No one is being put to death for violating the Sabbath. And they have no travel restriction from their members coming from home in order to meet and worship on the Sabbath day. Again, this is a misunderstanding of biblical prophecy and a misunderstanding of the responsibilities under the new covenant. The old covenant was a temporary covenant. It was a covenant that was designed to show two things. Man had sin, and man needed a savior, and man needed a remedy. He had none of those things under the old law. There was no savior. There was no remedy. That was provided in Christ. Christ provided the savior, and Christ was the remedy. His blood would justify us, cleanse us from our sin, and make us to be acquitted in the sight of God. Read Romans chapter 5. And so again, we see that the Sabbath law was a particular law for a particular nation under a particular covenant, and that covenant was nailed to the cross, and all the restrictions and guidelines in that law went away when the law was set aside for the law of Christ. Now, those who continue to observe it are doing so in rebellion to the law of Christ. They are doing it in rebellion to what God's word teaches concerning the law being nailed to the cross. If the law was nailed to the cross, and the book of God says it was, then it is no longer binding upon us, any of it. And that would include the Sabbath day. We also see that it is service purpose. Galatians 3 said it was to bring us to Christ, and it has brought us there. And once we are brought to Christ, we're no longer under the tutor or the schoolmaster. And so it has fulfilled the purpose. It was a shadow. It was an antitype. But the substance was in Christ. And so should we keep the Sabbath today? And the answer to that is no. We should not keep the Sabbath today. It is not the religious holy day. And it is not the day that's required under the law of Christ. The day that belongs to the Lord under Christ is the first day of the week. And that's the day that we worship together. That's the day we give of our means. And that's the day that we observe the Lord's Supper. Why? Because that's the Lord's day. And that's according to the new covenant, which we as Christians live under, and we don't live under the Sabbath. Should a man keep the Sabbath as a religious day in order to please God? The answer to that is no. That law has passed. It is no longer in effect, and it is not required by God's people